Yibamas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yibamas Babli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Beis Amad Aleph, and the Mishnah at Halacha Hei. Ha'ones, when the Fata Ba'ashoita, like Poisim, like Ma'achilin, with Me'enu Ru'im, and Avoy B'Yisrael, how he Eilu P'sulim. A rapist, an enticer, and a lunatic neither disqualify nor permit eating Tuma. If he's not proper to enter, means marry a Bas Yisrael, he disqualifies. Eiza Sad Ha'ya Yisrael, Shebar Bas, Al Baskoyen, Vatecha B'Truma. How is this? If he was a Yisrael who had relations with a Baskoyen, she may still eat Truma. Avrav Leitecho, Nishatech, Ha'oba B'Meyeha, Techo. If she became pregnant from him, she may not eat. If the fetus was cut up inside her, she may eat. Ayakoyen, Shebar Al Bas Yisrael, Leitecho B'Truma. If there's a Koyen who had relations with a Bas Yisrael, she may not eat Truma. Ibra leisechol yalda seichol nimsa koychacho ben godol mishalav. If she became pregnant, she still may not eat. If she gave birth, she may eat. It turns out that the child has more power to feed than his father. The Gemara says hada amra she'ein oinsim poislin bekohuna bepnuya. The Gemara infers that rape of a pnuya, a single woman, does not disqualify to kohuna. Hada masaya lahu detani rebechia ifto shel cheresh shel shoita toiveles mecheg bala beicheles. This supports the Bechiah's teaching that the wife of a Bachkoyen of a Yisrael, Cheresh or lunatic, she immerses in the lap of her husband and then she eats Truma. But the Loika Rabbi Elazar, the Blaza Oime, Afa Ponui, Shabala Pnuya, Shulele Shem Mishra Sarezu Be'ilaznus. And this is unlike Blaza, who says that even a bachelor has relations with a single woman, not for the sake of Kedushin, this is considered Be'ilaznus and it makes her a din of a Zaina. Rabbi Abba B'Shem, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba Bar Yumya, Anusa, Enasicha, Lamtin, Gimel Chadoshin. The Abba, quoting Rabbi Abba Bar Yumya, said that one who was raped need not wait 3 months to avoid a suffix about who's the father. Surely she turned over after relations so that the semen will fall out and she won't become pregnant. Amma Rabbi Yoina, Kremi Rabbi Yasa, Amale, Leite Kabel, Shisei Aleich, Kalhu, Ba'achilis Tumma. Rabbi Yoina said in front of Rabbi Yasa, don't accept this. Don't learn from our Mishnah, which permits a raped woman to eat and is not concerned unless she's pregnant. She has the leniency of eating Truma, but we're more stringent about lineage and she has to wait 3 months like other women. If a Baskoyen was married to Yisrael and her husband went overseas and she heard that he died, she doesn't eat Truma immediately. Even though regarding the fetus, in the case where she's pregnant, she has to wait 3 months before remarrying to avoid a suffix about the father. The Mishnah said if he's not proper to enter Yisrael, he disqualifies. Elohen ben teisha shanav yom echad ge amoni umayavi mitzvi v'adomi shsei v'eved umam v'chalal nasin kusi v'goy shibor bas Yisrael al baskoyen al baslevi pesula min hakohuna. The following disqualify a male at least 9 years old and a day, who is a converted Ammoni, Mayavi, Mitzi, Adomi, a slave, a mamza, a halal, a nasin, or a kusi, who had a relation with a Bas Yisrael, a Baskoyen, or a Baslevi, she is disqualified from Kohuna. V'yasi aime, kol she zari posel, b'yasi p'seleth. Kol she ain zari posel, ain b'yasi p'seleth. V'yasi says anyone whose seed is posel, his relations disqualify. Anyone whose seed is not posel, his relations don't disqualify. Rishim Gamliel says that anyone who, you mean the Kohen, may marry his daughter, a Kohen may marry his widow, because she's still considered Kosheva through Kohuna. Anyone you may not, whom you may not marry his daughter, you may not marry his widow. What is the difference between Rav Yossi and Rav Yishon Gamliel? V'yochan omar, ge amoni mayavi ben ehoin, mandama kol shizari posel, biyasa priseles, ve hoil vizari posel, biyasa priseles. V'yochan answered, they argue about a converted amoni or mayavi. The one who says that anyone whose seed is posel, his relations disqualify, since his seed is posel, his relations disqualify. Mandama kol shad muta bevitoi, hinat muta bamanosai, ve ze hoil, she says, ad muta bevitoi, ad muta bamanosai. The one who says anyone that you may marry his daughter, you may marry his widow, since you may marry his daughter, the females of Amnon are permitted, you may marry his widow. Divrei Chachamim, how do we understand the Chachamim's words? Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem say Rabbanon, but Rabbi Bar Trihoin Amun say Bas Ger Amonia Me'avi or Bas Darsheni Mitzi Afapish at Muta b'Vitoy at Asa b'Amanase. Rabbi Yirmiya quoting Rabbanon, and Rabbi Abba said that they forbid the widow even when the children are Kshirim, such as the daughter of a converted Amonia Me'avi or the daughter of a second generation Mitzi, even though you're permitted to his daughter, you may not marry his widow. This is unlike Rabbi Yossi, who permits the widow of a second generation Mitzi, since his children are Kashirim, and unlike Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who permits even the widow of an Amoni or Ma'avi, since their daughters are permitted. Rabbi Zachye, Alexandre, Meshalach, Shol, Basgeh Amoni, Basdor, Sheni, Shal Mitzi. Rabbi Zachye, Alexandre, sent a question, the daughter of a converted Amoni and the daughter of a second generation Mitzi, she is considered a third generation, is she permitted to Corona? The case is, he married a convert's daughter who was committed to him. Amalei Rabbi Yossi Lashmiya Lahud Amar Rabbi Yirmiya B'Shem Rabbonon Rabbi Abba Trihoin Amrin Bas Ger Amoni Rabbath Dorsheni Shal Mitzi Afapi Shat Muta Bevitoi At Osa Bamanose. We have one question, the first question from Rabbi Yossi. Did he not hear that Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Rabbi Rabbonon and Rabbi Abba, both of them said that the daughter of a converted Amoni or Me'avi, or the daughter of a Mitzi Sheni, even though you're permitted to his daughter, you may not marry his widow. And the second question, Rabbi Yossi said that anyone whose seed is pasul, his relation is disqualified. And Rabbi Yirmiya also said, if the daughter is forbidden, the widow is forbidden. This shows that all agree that the daughters are permitted, and they argue only about their widows. The answer to both the questions is, rather he asked about when the mother was a Yisrael, who was forbidden to an Amoni or Mitzi Sheni. We say that just like her mother was profaned, her daughter was profaned. Void minado dam Rav Yaakov ba'acha pligi Rav Yochanan v'Shimon ben Lakish bas ge Amoni or bas do Sheni Mitzi Rav Yochanan amak sheiris v'Shimon Lakish amak psulais. And also support this because The following week, we can say that Rav Zachya was unsure also about whether or not her mother was profaned. Rav Yaakov Acha said that Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue about the daughter of a converted Amoni or daughter of a Mitzi Sheni. Rav Yochanan said that they are Ksheirois, and Rish Lakish said that they are Pasulois. Rav Yossi Barabun Amar Bezekenois Peligin. Rav Yochanan Amar Ksheirois, Rish Lakish Amar Pasulois. Rav Yossi Barabun said that they argue about the mothers. Rav Yochanan said that they are Ksheirois, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shlokhi said that they are Psulois, like the first Tana. Now we come to Halacha Vav. Ha'eved Pesel Mishum Bia, Ve'ena Pesel Mishum Zera. A slave disqualifies through relations, but not due to seed. Beis Asad, Bas Yisrael L'Koyen, Bas Koyen Yisrael, V'yolgu Menu Ben, Halacha Ben, Shisei V'nichva Shal HaShifcha, V'yolgu Menu Ben, Ha'vei Ze'eved. How is this? If Reuven was born to a Bas Yisrael from a Kohen or to a Bas Kohen from a Yisrael, and Reuven saw the child from a Shifcha, the child is a slave. Haifa im Aviv Bas Yisrael le Kohen le Seicha b'Truma. If a slave's father's mother was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, that's in the first case, she may not eat Truma if Reuven died. Her slave grandchild is not considered the seed of a Kohen. Bas Koyin Yisrael, Teichah B'Trumah, if a slave's father's mother was a Bas Koyin to a Yisrael, the second case in the Mishnah, she may eat Trumah if Reuven died. And the Gemara says, Ha'eved Minayin Shebiyasai Poifeles. The Gemara asks the question, what's the source that a slave disqualifies through relations? Rav Yochanan Amar B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Bas Koyin Kitiya Amana Agusha B'Zera Einla, Sheyeshla Alav Amanus Agirushin Chizeres. That she'ain la alav amanus agirushin eina chizeres. Yochanan quoting Rabbi Shmuel answered with the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chaf Beis pasuk Yugimel, and the daughter of a kohen when she shall be an amona or grusha and she did not have any seed, and we learn from there this is the first to one who had relations with someone who from whom there is widowhood or divorce. She returns to Yitrumah. Someone from whom she cannot be widowed or divorced, such as a slave who has no kiddushin, she does not return. Hesiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Hare, she's a Yavama, she's Zinza, Hare Einla Amanus, Vigerishin, Vachoizeris. Rabbi Yirmiya asked that if a Shemeres Yavam had znus with a stranger, she has no widowhood or divorce from him, yet she does return. Rav Yosi le'amakin ela mechalfe, should say to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosi didn't ask this, rather he asked that Rav Yochanan contradicts himself. V'gitanu amar kusim mishum mahim psulim, Rav Yochanan b'shem, Rav Laza should say, mishum goy ve'eved abar bas yisol, havlad ramza. When they were learning Gittin, he said, why are kusim, the descendants of the Gentiles whose son Chero settled in place of the Ten Shvatim, why are they psulim? Even according to the opinion, they converted insincerely, because lions were eating them, they later converted properly. Rav Yochanan, quoting Rav Laza, said that it's because a Gentile or a slave had relations with a Bas Yisrael, the child of the Mamza, and such Mamzerim married into the Kusim. Kedushin, who Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Vehoin, Amrin, Avlad Mamza. Also, when they were learning Kedushin, Rav Yochanan and Lakish both said that the child is a Mamza. If so, we don't need to learn from Ammana or Gusha that his beer disqualifies. Hacha amale mishum galmei, hacha amala mishum rishmol, shekein the divrei chachomim avlad mamza. The answer is here in Gittin and Kedushin, he says so in his own name or in the name of Rav Laza. But here, regarding our Mishnah, he says so in the name of Rav Rishmol, who holds that the child is not a mamza, but Rav Yochanan disagrees because chachomim say that the child is a mamza. Chizki el amakein, and the Mechava should say Rav Yochanan. Rav Chizki didn't say this, rather he asked that Rav Yochanan seems to contradict himself, and according to Rav Chizki's version, we cannot answer, as we said. The Gittin who Omar Hakusim Mishum Mahim Psulim, Rav Yochanan Mishem Rishmol Mishum Goy Ve'Eved Abar Bas Yisol Havel Mamza. In Gittin, he said, why are Kusim Psulim? Rav Yochanan, quoting Rishmol, said it's because a Gentile or slave had relations with a Bas Yisol, the child of the Mamza. The Kedushin who, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Trayin Amrin, Havlad Mamza. Also in Kedushin, Rav Yochanan and Lakish both said that the child is a Mamza. Vahacha, who ama es yesh lo alav almanas v'gerushin, chayzeres es she'ein lo alav almanas v'gerushin, ein echazeres. And here he said, also in the name of Rishmol, that after relations with someone from whom there is widowhood or divorce, she returns. Someone from whom she cannot be widowed or divorced, she does not return. If the child is a Mamza, we don't need this drasha. Amar Rabbi Matanya, Salkis, Leschaiva, Vashamis, Rabbi Shmuel, should say, Vashem, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabaskoyen, Kisia, Amona, Ugusha, Vazera Einla, Esheishla, Alav, Amonasagarishin, Chazeris, Esheinla, Alav, Amonasagarishin, Ena Chazeris. Matanya Arn said that when I ascended to Schaiva, a place called Schaiva, I heard Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel saying the name of Rabbi Yeshua, quoting from the pasuk, "Uvaskoyin ki fiye amana ugusha v'zera ein la." Someone from whom there is a widowhood or divorce, she returns. Someone from whom she cannot be widowed or divorced, she does not return. I should say, "Va'amalti yeus in mamza kub Yeshua she mamza elami isha she asur alav esa elva v'chayv maleha." She say misa. I say this is proper. There's no mamza according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that there is a mamza only from a woman who for one is Chai of Misa. Also, Rav Shmuel said this drasha according to Rav Yeshua, but he himself disagrees.